First in May, outgoing UW System President Ray Cross released a plan titled Blueprint for the University of Wisconsin System Beyond COVID-19. It highlighted past and continuing efforts to restructure and streamline the UW system and emphasized that with a financial crisis caused by the coronavirus pandemic, more steps would need to be taken to keep the state's university system viable. Those steps include consolidating administrative operations and many degree programs as well. And there's a commitment there to increased online learning. The plan has raised concerns for a variety of stakeholders, including some faculty, staff, and student groups. Jerry Hoy is director of choral activities at the University of Wisconsin-Stout and a union member of the AFT Wisconsin chapter at Stout, which has expressed serious concerns about the blueprint plan. Jerry, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Hi, Rob. Thanks for having me.
A big part of this plan, and this is something that's been discussed in recent years, Jerry, is this idea that, okay, do we need every major on every campus, or can we let some system schools specialize in things? That's been the focus lately. That's in the blueprint. You have concerns about that. Why is that?
Well, so let's talk about the Wisconsin idea. The UW system, I believe, is so strong because we really operate as one system statewide, and we are trying to really bring higher education to all over the state. So when we're talking about basically removing this idea of providing comprehensive education in different parts of the state, we are really directly dismantling this Wisconsin idea.
What would that mean, as you see it, for students at a campus like Stout, if some degree programs and majors were taken off the table?
Sure. Even though Stout is really one of the most special campuses in the system, no bias, of course, but we are the only polytechnic university. So given that specific mission, we do have supposedly sort of a slightly different student body. But I actually did take a look at our recent fact book about just where students are coming from. And interestingly, even with Stout's unique mission in mind, our student body is still primarily coming from nearby counties like Dunn County, Eau Claire, St. Croix. There are a lot of students who are also coming from places along the Wisconsin 29 corridor, so as well as Minnesota. So all that said, even just talking about UW-Stout, a lot of students are choosing to come to our campus because not only because we offer the specific career paths that they're looking into, but they are also able to go to school while being pretty close to home for various reasons. And I know that if we, for example, cannot provide a certain type of subjects in some of these comprehensive campuses, some students may just consider to not go to universities at all.
Some people have made the case that, okay, even if you take away a particular major, like political science is one that comes up here a lot, there could still be classes in it, that a student could still have coursework in that topic if they want to include that in their educational mix. So does that solve the concern of yours that that a student might not have that access to a wide range of classes?
I don't think so. There's a bit of equity problem to discuss, right? So how does within this whole program, let's mention the blueprint, let's say if this blueprint idea is supposed to take place, who would be making those calls of like which campus should be running whichever major? And that itself already is very problematic, that essentially subjects at different campuses are basically asked to justify for itself, which obviously just even the political side of it is quite problematic. But then by, say, removing the offering of political science from most campuses, let's say except four campuses, I'm just making up a random number. Let's say only four campuses would have a poli-sci major, and a student may find themselves starting to take classes in political sciences in a campus that does not offer that as a major, but they are really interested in it. They want to explore that option. They are very limited if they are stuck in a campus that doesn't offer that particular subject. And then you have to talk about the idea of, well, do we transfer the student from one campus to the next? And then we, again, once again, run into the problem of removing that student class choice where they really want to go to a university that's close to home.
We're talking to Jerry Hoy, Director of Choral Activities at UW-Stout. He is part of a group of faculty members, many of them around the state, concerned about a blueprint plan from Ray Cross, outgoing UW System Administrator, worried about the impact it could have on campus. This is a time, though, Jerry, of financial concerns on campuses, campuses around the state taking a big financial hit from COVID-19, already concerns out there about declining state support for campuses. Is there a case to be made that something's got to give and it's no solution is really going to be perfect?
I would agree. Obviously, there's no perfect solution here. We're dealing with a probably, hopefully, once-in-a-lifetime pandemic that we don't have to ever think about ever again. Let's all hope. But that said, is this a good time to sort of take such drastic measure as centralizing a whole bunch of services that would directly impact student education? I don't think this is the great time to do that.
Talk about that idea of centralizing services. This isn't this blueprint is not just about limiting majors, which I've asked about so far. What kind of things might be taken off an individual campus, like say UW-Stout, and what would that mean for students there?
Sure. So there are two main aspects that the proposal mentioned this idea of centralizing. So one of them is to centralize a lot of administrative services and IT support. And then the other is to consolidate and centralize the offering of online education. Let's talk about the online education first, because I think that one hits home pretty closely. Personally, for example, I am teaching usually online classes during the summer. And I know that at UW-Stout, we do offer a pretty vast program through our online degree, online certificate, and many other online classes that we offer on campus at Stout. And so when we're talking about centralizing all of the online offerings into right now, the proposal says UW Extension, but let's assume that it's going to be centralized to, say, under the jurisdiction of UW-Madison. A huge problem that I can see in that part, for example, that would directly impact education is that, again, at Stout, we do offer quite a variety of different types of programs. And all of a sudden, to centralize that to a different place, I would have very, very huge questions about who's going to be teaching these online classes. And even though the idea of centralizing, whether that is administration or online education or IT, it sounds really good on the sort of surface. But when we're really talking about centralizing without, for example, without impacting the quality of the administration services and what have you, you're really talking about potentially hiring more people, maybe. I mean, how many people would we need extra to actually support administration services statewide? I would have questions about that. And then, of course, the quality of service. I cannot imagine, for example, to ask a student, for example, who would be using one of our laptop services at Stout to somehow seek IT support from a centralized location where they cannot just show up somewhere on campus and have their needs met.
As we wrap up, and on a wider note, are you concerned that faculty and staff and students haven't had a chance to have their voices heard on this blueprint?
I am very concerned. In fact, I've been in touch with some students that I know personally are very invested in the future of the university education, their own university education, as well as the UW system and the Wisconsin idea. A lot of these students don't even know about the blueprint, and that is very alarming.
Jerry, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you, Rob.
That's Jerry Hoy, director of choral activities at the University of Wisconsin Stout and a union member of the AFT Wisconsin chapter at Stout. He was with us to share concerns about UW President Ray Cross's blueprint for the University of Wisconsin system beyond COVID-19. In the interest of transparency, Wisconsin Public Radio is a service of UW-Madison and the Educational Communications Board.